What is up, everyone? This is Really Sick Christians Podcast. My name is David. This is episode number 3. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about Annabelle Comes Home, the movie. And also, do you believe in ghosts, bad spirits, good spirits? Have you ever seen a ghost? Well, guess what, guys? I have a scary story to tell you. So stay tuned and find out what is it that I saw. What is up, everyone? This is Really Sick Creations Podcast. My name is David. Today is a beautiful afternoon, July 28th, beautiful Sunday. I hope everyone is doing good today. I know I am. Shout out to all the Leos. If you're into the whole horoscopes, shout out to all the Leos. My birthday is actually next Sunday. I'm a Leo myself. I have no clue what I'm going to do this Sunday coming up. But anyways, let's start with the joke of the day. The joke of the day is, you never appreciate what you have till it's gone. Toilet paper is a good example. That's funny. That is funny. That's the joke for the day. Anyways, like I was saying, talking about my birthday, one of my sisters, she actually went to the casinos this weekend. She said she had a good time. I've never been to a casino, so maybe next Sunday I'll be going to the casino and see what happens, you know. So it's pretty dope. I'm excited about it. It'll be my first time going to a casino. Maybe I win some money, maybe I'll lose some money. Yesterday, whenever my sisters got out of work, my brother came to visit to the house, and we all decided to go watch a movie. We were debating to watch either Crawl or Annabelle Comes Home. We ended up watching Annabelle Comes Home. I've seen all the movies of Annabelle and all the other ones, The Conjuring. I hope I'm saying it right. They're all pretty good. This one was actually pretty good. I thought it was going to be, I thought it wasn't going to be no good. But I was wrong. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it with my eyes closed. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it did have some scary parts on it. It was a very good movie. Do y'all believe in ghosts? Or like, do y'all believe like in... Or have you seen a ghost? Or do y'all believe like in good spirits, bad spirits? For me, it's crazy how they say that the other world can connect with us, like, through objects. Like, the room that those people have with all those objects that have bad spirits in it, that's creepy. That's super creepy. But yeah, it's me personally, I do believe in ghosts. I believe I've seen ghosts. So, I have a story to tell y'all. I mean, I've seen a couple, especially like in my house. Trust me, there's a little girl that, she doesn't scare you or anything, but, this is a story about the little girl that I saw at my house, okay? So, I was probably around 10, 11 years old, maybe. I was like in elementary, I think. My twin sisters were barely born at the time. So I decided to, that day I decided to stay. I didn't want to go to school. So I have a cool mom, and my mom let me stay. I love you, mom. So I stayed home, didn't go to school. And, I decided to, what was I doing? You know what, I was actually, I was playing with my WWE action figures. Whenever this happened, I remember I was in my parents' room and the door was open, right? And I was watching TV. I forgot what was on TV, but I remember I was watching TV and then I was playing with my action figures. Something made me look like out to the door of the room, like to the hallway, and I saw this like this girl, like this young girl, maybe around 5, 6 years old, and she was walking, like she was wearing like this pink, like this pink white dress, like with those, you know, like those old school dress shoes, with the black and white. Yeah, it was kind of like those type of shoes, dress shoes. Anyways, I saw her go into the next room where my sisters were sleeping at that time. They weren't a year old. They were barely like a few months old. But anyways, I just looked at it and I was like, I'm like, okay, maybe somebody's visiting my mom. And I thought that the little girl wanted to see my sisters. So I said, forget about it. Went back watching TV. Went back playing with my action figures. And like a few minutes later, I look back to the hallway. And I see the girl leaving the room, heading toward the living room. And she turned left, like heading towards the kitchen where my mom was at. And I was like, okay, maybe they're leaving, or, you know. But I didn't hear my mom talk to anybody or anything, you know. I didn't hear anybody talking. So, but again, I have the TV on and I was just minding my own business. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I just started, once again, playing with my action figures, watching TV, and laying in bed, enjoying my day off from school. By the way, I hope all the parents that are listening, I know some of y'all are super excited to send your kids back to school. I know my sister is. Having your kids at home all day, every day, probably a headache, right? I don't have kids of my own, so I'm not getting that headache right now, but I can see it. And man, I'm going to be tired of watching everyone post those pictures on Facebook of, oh, my kid's first day of school. Eventually, I'll be one of those parents, if it happens. I don't know. I'm not thinking about that right now. But anyways, back to the scary story. So I'm over there minding my own business, and I literally, like, I kid you not, I hear this girl walk up to the door, and she tells me, can I play? So I was like, what? So as I was going to tell her, yeah, come, let's play. But when I turned, she walked fast, out to the living room, like, she left, you know, like, and she went, like, back to the kitchen. So I was like, okay, maybe she's just joking around, or maybe she doesn't want to play or something, or maybe her mom called her, I don't know. So I didn't bother to go look, for her or anything. And a few months later passed, I was like, man, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten. So I got off from bed, I went up to the kitchen, my mom was there, and I told her, hey, who came to visit? And she was like, nobody. I was like, you sure? She was like, yeah. And I was like, I just saw a little girl with a white pink dress running around here, going to my sister's room, and she asked me if she could play. Like, who's the little girl? And she was like, she looked at me like all like weird and freaked out. She was like, no. And like, nobody has come and visit us all day today. And I was like, you didn't hear or see anybody walking in the hallway? And she looked at me and she was like, I thought that was you walking down in the hallway. Like, I heard footsteps and I thought that was you just walking around in the hallway or going to the restroom or to the rooms. And I was like, nope. So that was the first time I ever encountered, I guess it was a ghost. I don't think it was my imagination. I don't think so. But That's one of the scary stories that I have to tell you. And I remembered that scary story because we wanted to watch Annabelle the movie. There's another movie that's coming out. I think it's called Are You Ready or Not? That's creepy. It's from what I saw from the trailer is about this couple that gets married, and the wife, she has to play this game with the family in order to be part of the family. So the whole game is, I guess it's like they shuffle the card or something, and whatever card she pulls, that's the game they have to play. So it was the game of hide and seek. So the whole thing was about, from what it shows in the trailer, that she needs to hide, and the family that from her husband's side has to look for her. But these people decided to pull out these random weapons. So apparently they're trying to capture her to sacrifice her soul or I don't know. But they started killing each other like by accident because they're trying to kill her. Seems creepy. Seems interesting. I'm not sure when it's coming out. I forgot what day you said, or 1 month, but that's pretty interesting. Yeah, so do you believe in ghosts? Yeah. See, do I have another one? No, I have another story. Another scary story that happened to me. This happened to me, when was it? Maybe about, I want to say like 5 years ago. So it was like middle of the night, maybe around 2, 3 in the morning. And I was sleeping. I had my bed in the floor. I didn't have a frame at that time. So I had my bed in the floor. And I was sleeping. But for some reason, I felt something on top of me, because I was sleeping, how can I explain this, face down, and I felt somebody, putting pressure on my shoulders, pushing me down, and I couldn't breathe. But what was crazy is that I could hear myself, scream, saying, "Hey, get off my back, get off me." And I felt this cold, it was super cold feeling in my back. And for some reason, I had my eyes closed. So I'm looking, I have my eyes closed, but for some reason, I opened my eyes. When I opened my eyes, I see this woman. It was dark, but I could tell that it was a woman, with long hair, and she just kept on looking at me, and I was like, "What? Leave me alone, don't bother me." But it was weird because I kept on screaming for my mom or my brother and my sisters, but no scream was coming out of me. But it feels weird. It sounds weird. But I was screaming, but he couldn't hear me. And that person just kept on staring at me. And I was like, "Leave. I don't know what you want. Just leave me alone." And within a few minutes later, that whatever that was just leaves. Man, I could not sleep for the rest of the night. And I remember I had to get up at 5 in the morning to go to work that day. That was some scary stuff, man. But yeah. If you haven't gone watch Annabelle, the movie, Annabelle Comes Home, go check it out. It's a pretty good movie. Now that we're talking about girls, I typed up a name, Sophia. I uploaded the picture on Instagram. So if you want me to shout you out on the next episode, feel free to comment, like it, tag two people on it. Simple as that. Share my podcast with your friends and family. And that would really mean a lot to me. I would really appreciate it. If you want to become a supporter, go to anchor.fm/realisticcreations. And you're going to see a support button. Click on it. Whatever amount you want to choose. Like I said, it's going to help me be able to make more podcasts for you, more episodes, and I would really, really appreciate it. Follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter at realisticcreations, and I will follow you back. Comment on that picture that I uploaded today, that you listen to this podcast, and I will follow you back. I hope everyone has a good week, and I will thank you for listening today. Share the podcast, remember. Share it with your friends and family. Let everyone know that I'm putting good content. I hope you are liking my... So far, this is my third episode. And I want to thank everyone that's been tuning in. I want to thank everyone that sends me DMs saying that they like the episodes. And I really appreciate it for everyone that has sent me a message. I believe if you go to Anchor... Anchor.fm/realisticcreations. There's another button where you can send me a direct voice message. Feel free to send me a voice message. I'll share it in the next episode. If you want to shout out to anybody, if you want to shout out to me, I'll post it on the next episode. I think that's it for tonight. That's it for today, for today's episode. I really appreciate it for your time. For tuning in, I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.